this, Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Shalette. I'm calling back from Local Splash. How are you today?
Oh, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. So we understand you have a review.
Yes.
And I'm reading that review as well. You've already responded as the owner on this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
is there anything you can do about that? Can you get that canceled, or what can you do?
Okay. I can tell you, unfortunately, it's not likely that we can get that removed because you did the best thing that Google would expect is respond to the owner.
Up one. Yeah, go ahead.
You did exactly the best thing you could have done is respond as the owner because they had a, in Google's opinion, they had a right to say what they did, and your response is correct because, you know, they're out of line really for holding you accountable. Yet they still had posted that. Now, we can flag the review anyway. You may have already tried that.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Well, here's what I think about this. I think this fella happens to be I think that he's a professional reviewer. And
okay.
Maybe somebody, a competitor may, you think maybe a competitor is causing that review?
Well, I mean, that can happen at times. I can just tell you they're difficult to get Google to remove any reviews unless we really, really have legitimate proof of a particular problem. But we could still go ahead and try. Now, is that what you marked? What did you mark when you flagged it, or how long ago did you flag it?
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest. Okay. And about how long ago did you do that? Last week or?
Well, yeah, this week.
This week. Okay. All right. Well, I know that you flagged it. I can put in a request for a Google call, but I can honestly tell you that Google's not likely to take that type of review down. But never hurts to try, so we can certainly try. Okay?
But you think that just in general, my response is
ridiculous
like that?
In this particular case, yes. You know, sometimes, you know, we can get Google to act when they've used cuss words or things like that, or we can really have something provable. But in this case, it sounds like, whether it's true or not, it sounds like an irate customer that who I agree with you doesn't have a legitimate beef. But your answer to that clears that up. However, it doesn't straighten out the star rating that, which, you know,
yeah,
you don't appreciate. And so for that reason, we'll go with conflict of interest, maybe a competitor, is what you're thinking it might be, right? Is
mm-hmm.
that what you said? Okay. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I think could have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go with, and here's the other thing, which is just ridiculous, which, I mean, if you look at his other reviews of the other things he's done, they're all one stars.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
This guy's an angry guy. You know? He's just an angry, not happy person.
I get that. And when you can see that in their thread, it's unfortunate that people can just say anything they want out there on the Internet and do damage that they can.
You know, here's a question.
Yeah.
Is there a way to sue him?
No. I doubt it. I don't know anything about lawsuits. So that would be a question for a lawyer. So I can't even answer that for you from our point of view, you know?
Okay.
I don't have a professional input on that. But I do think, because it does show you, like the other reviews a guy like that has done, we'll go ahead and put him for a Google call and at least try, okay?
Okay.
You've had a really great history, and I know that offsets it, and we'll do our best to see if we can remove it, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.